The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't come in hostile environments versus good people and not be aggressive, aggressively pursue victory. We're not going to live in our fears. That's just how we get down. Same thing on the fake punt. That is me. I own that. I'll do it again. But we didn't execute it. And so it was a bad idea.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And we are going to take your calls all morning long on your biggest takeaway from Steelers 28, Commanders 27. But let's spend a minute here on this fake punt, Dorm, before we do dive into the phone calls. You liked it. I didn't like it. I understand why people like it. You made a really good argument for why you did like it, though, before the show.
I mean, you wanted to take the game to the Commanders. And, you know, in that moment, you want to be aggressive. And I thought that there was no better time to do that. Like, there was no better time in the game to make something like that happen. And you're like, listen, we don't feel like the Commanders can beat us. Like, I thought that that was an absolute message. Like, they were not worried that if we don't execute this fake punt, where in the area they're at on the field, knowing that if they didn't execute it, they would turn the ball over basically in the red zone of, you know, in your own red zone, that if we spotted the Commanders 7 points, we could still win this football game. That was the message that I took. Like, they were willing to get so aggressive in that area of the field that if it didn't execute, they were willing to spot the Commanders and Jaden Daniels 7 points, and they weren't worried about it. They were like, listen, we'll give you 7 points, and we'll still beat you. That was the message that I took. Like, they thought that they were going to win that football game regardless, and because I don't see them doing that against, like, the Chiefs. I think that you have a lot more respect for Mahomes and the Chiefs if they get up 7 points, but you clearly, not saying that they didn't respect the Commanders, didn't respect Jaden Daniels, but they were willing to give them 7 points if that didn't execute, if that didn't work, which it didn't work, and they did give them 7 points and still have the faith of them winning the football game and getting back into it, or coming back into that football game even down, or yeah, they were down 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they could have if they convert on that. I mean, they're going to go down the field and get points.
Yes.
I mean, they're going to go up 10-0, 14-0. So I understand what you're saying, and I get that players probably love that. They probably love that. Oh, we ain't scared. Our coach has balls.
Yep.
They probably love that. My only problem is when you've got a defensive back in Killebrew throwing to another defensive back in James Pierre, you can't assume success. And a lot of fans were saying, oh, like, the call was great. You just got to catch the ball. You do got to catch the ball. But that's not going to be 100% conversion rate. It's just not. Not when you got a DB throwing to a DB. It's not. And so while I appreciate that they then give the players freedom to check into that on the field, which is what some of the guys were saying in the locker room afterwards, to me it's like my daughter has freedom to go into the snack cupboard whenever she wants to. But not like an hour before dinner,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want her filling up on junk.
Mm-hmm.
If it's between the 30s even, the 40s, and you want to have your players get the freedom to check into that, totally get it. At the 15-yard line, to me, it was a little much, and it ultimately could have cost them the game. It didn't. The aggressive approach from Tomlin there, though, I think is ultimately going to serve them well as they move forward in the season.
Yeah.
Knowing that we're not scared of a 7-2 football team in their place. They're sure as bleep not going to be scared of Baltimore, and they're not going to be scared of anybody on their schedule. So I do think that you can spin this in the positive, and I'm sure the players liked it. So I can see both sides of the argument.
Well, I mean, they practice it probably 100 times during the week, and even Pierre said after the game that he's caught every single
caught
one
it
of
every
them.
Time.
And you can't like substitute, you know, what, who would be the Van Jefferson out there.
Oh, and I'm not
even, it'll be a pass.
Yeah, I'm not even saying that they should switch anything up with it other than I wouldn't do it from my 15. That's the only thing that I have a problem with. I thought it was beautifully designed.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've seen many a fake field goals punts over the time we've been watching and you've been playing football. That was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like that. I do like it.
I just don't know. I was sitting there thinking about it yesterday, and I was like, when is the? I don't think that there is a better time. I really don't. Like, I think that was the perfect time. Like, there's no other time that, you know, would have been better than that. Whenever you're thinking that, you wouldn't do it backed up on your own 15, and so are they.
Yeah, Washington's not gonna have the jammer sprint in if they are on the 40. Because you are going to be afraid of the fake. I understand that point, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're thinking, we can leave this guy uncovered out there. It's the 15-yard line.
Conservative Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers are not doing that.
If that ball's a little bit more on the money, too, even.
He's gone.
And he catches it, yeah. Because you just got to beat your guy, which looked like that was already going to happen. And then you got to beat the punt returner, which I'll take James Pierre in the open field and we'll see what happens. 412-928-9370. More on this with Cabali. We got in an argument on Twitter about this yesterday, and he was mean to me. See, Dorn and I have a respectful conversation. Cabali, a big old meanie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.